This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
Fernando Valenzuela has pitched a no-hitter at 10:17 in the evening.
The late Dodgers broadcaster Vin Scully on the call of Valenzuela's 1990 no-hitter of the Cardinals. The Dodgers announced Valenzuela's death in a Los Angeles hospital. He inspired Fernando Mania that year, winning Rookie of the Year and Cy Young honors in 1981. No cause of death given. Fernando Valenzuela was 63 years old. McDonald's has pulled the Quarter Pounder hamburger sandwich from its restaurants in 10 states. 49 people sickened by an E. coli outbreak. McDonald's thinks it's either the ground beef or the onions on the sandwich. Of the 49 cases, one person died. A federal judge ordered bankrupt former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani to surrender his New York City apartment and other prized possessions to two Georgia election workers who won their $148 million defamation lawsuit against him. This is ABC. Michael Jeffries, one-time chief executive clothier Abercrombie & Fitch, to be freed on $10 million bond after being indicted by a federal grand jury, accused of running for decades in an international prostitution and sex trafficking operation, forcing male models into lewd acts, telling them their careers were at stake. Breon Peace is U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York.
Jeffries is using his power, his wealth, and his influence to traffic men for his own sexual pleasure and that of his romantic partner, Matthew Smith.
Who is also indicted. In 1993, Susan Smith rolled her car into a lake in South Carolina, drowned her two sons who were strapped into their car seats, claimed a black carjacker did it. Now 53, Susan Smith is up for parole. Prosecutors had sought a death sentence for Smith, but the jury disagreed. A parole hearing for Smith is scheduled for November 20th. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Barack Obama was in Wisconsin Tuesday. He was at a rally at Madison's Alliant Energy Center with Governor Tim Walz. The goal was to rally voters on the first day of early voting.
It is not just policies that are on the ballot. It is who we are and what we stand for.
There were so many people who attended that rally at the Alliant Energy Center that there were major traffic backups, even causing some school buses to be delayed. We have new data on gun violence here in Wisconsin. Here's Terry Bell.
A new study finds 830 people in Wisconsin were killed by guns in 2022. That includes homicides and suicides. That's more people than died in car crashes. The numbers come from the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort Education Fund. More than three-fourths of people shot to death in Wisconsin were black.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
The Badgers brace for Penn State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host Penn State Saturday night. The number 3 ranked team in the nation, quarterback Braden Locke asked, does it help that they've played top ranked teams like USC or Alabama already this season?
To be out there against a very talented Alabama team, to be out there against a very talented USC team, I think it's helped our team grow, and I think it's helped us mature. You know, I'm growing each and every week. I'm not naive to think that I'm not still, you know, young. I think I've had 7 or 8 starts. So I think you learn and you grow each and every week.
NBA, the Bucks in Philly tonight against the 76ers. Torian Prince asked if the Bucks are ready to kick off the season.
I feel like we're ready. Obviously, having experience in the game, knowing that those are going to come, staying level-headed, taking advantage of the highs, and then when things do get lower, adversity hits, being able to weather the storm as fast as possible.
That's the Bucks' new forward, Torian Prince. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds thickening up here in the overnight. Mid-40s by sunrise. Northwest winds developing and gusting close to 25 and 30 miles per hour. Quite a bit of sunshine on Wednesday. That breezy northwest wind continues with highs in the upper 50s. Right now it's 55.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Civic Media's Todd Alba, who will get a Nightlight birthday surprise. And you won't want to miss up-and-coming musician DeAndre Marie, who performs in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who wears a bathing suit in the shower, Pete Schwaba.
I thought we got rid of that one.
Brought it back.
I mean, I still do, but... I think we have to announce it this late into the show. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwaba. And the other voice you hear there is Conrad Krieger, the lovable producer, Conrad. Happy Tuesday to those of you who are sticking with us here on the stream. We are not on the radio at the moment. If you're listening to the radio, you can't hear that. But if you are joining us on the stream, welcome, welcome. And sometimes you need a break from politics, but there's a lot of good stuff happening on the radio, too, on Civic Media right now as they discuss voting. And if you have any questions about voting, actually, let's get this out of the way right away, Conrad. Where are you voting, by the way?
You know, I don't know yet.
But you are going to vote?
Yes.
Okay. I've got him on the air, ladies and gentlemen, saying that. I think if you just go to civicmedia.us/vote, there's all kinds of information there. So check that out. We are 2 weeks away from voting and having finally putting politics in the rear view, because I think everybody's got politics exhaustion, election exhaustion right now. Do you get texts and emails like it's going out of style?
You know, I do, but when it's over, I'm going to be happy when I get like a Grammarly ad or something again.
Really? Okay. Look forward to those again. Yeah, exactly. I'll be happy when I get my car insurance things, when the people who send them to me think my name is Yin. I still get those. Yin, here's a great new deal on your car insurance. I don't know how they got my number, but I'll go back to getting those, which would be nice, but it'll be nice when the election is over, especially if your favorite candidate wins. So, but welcome to Nightlight. We are here to put all that aside at the moment and talk about movies and TV and music and comedy in Wisconsin and, you know, take a break from the modern day drudgery that is our lives. Whether you had a tough day sitting at work or sitting in traffic or dealing with family or friends, perhaps over the election, it's great to have you here. So leave your troubles behind. Come on, let's get happy. We've got a really fun show tonight. Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel joins us here. He's the reporter. He is the entertainment reporter and writes great stuff for them. Check out his work at journalsentinel.com. Chris will be here at 6:35, and we're going to talk. Chris has seen a lot of stuff, and he's got some great articles, including a new movie I want to ask him about. The movie is called Love Hurts, and he wrote about it recently. And the kid from the Goonies, Short Round, remember Short Round? He's in that movie, and he was also in Everything Everywhere All at Once, I think. And yeah. I think he got an Oscar nomination for that. So
he did.
Yeah, so he's back in this film, Love Hurts. Chris wrote about it, really liked it. We'll talk to Chris about that, among many other things he's watching. He's gonna keep us posted and filled in. Maybe that's Chris right now. Should I answer it, my rotary dial phone? It's a political call. What do you know? So Chris will be here at 6:35, and then we've got some magic in hour number two. Tell us about our guest in hour number two, Conrad.
Yes, Jason Hootie.
Jason Hootie.
And he is actually coming to Wisconsin. He's going to Chippewa Falls. And, yeah, he's just going to talk a little bit what his magic is about, what all the stuff he's done. Because,
yeah,
I mean, he sent me a little promo thing for him, and he's been on, like, I forgot the number, but it's a lot. Yeah. He's been doing it for 20 years.
Right.
So, and, I mean, the beginning is Neil Patrick Harris introducing him, so. Can't go wrong there.
You can't go wrong there. And magic, live magic is fun. We'll see if he gets any closer to Green Bay. Although Chippewa Falls, the western part of the state, a lot going on over there. And if you're in the Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, Wausau area, I know those are different areas, but we always love to hear from people on that side of the state. So listen in, text your thoughts as we're talking to Jason. He's going to do a trick on over the stream, as I understand it. So you can check us out. If you want to see that in the second hour, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Am I getting everything, Conrad? What am I missing?
You got it.
All right. So check us out on the stream. You'll see some live magic, especially if you're tired of politics or just need a break. It's Bob Odenkirk's birthday today. We might break out a couple of Odenkirk clips. Conrad found a clip of Odenkirk doing stand-up.
Yeah.
And Bob Odenkirk did not do much stand-up. He was, as I understand it, only met Bob a handful of times. Great guy. But he mostly was Second City, and he started before I kind of hit the scene. So I don't think he did a ton of stand-up, but his stand-up is very, very, very funny. And he's one of those guys that always kind of played to the back of the room. Sometimes his stuff would go over audience's head. He did a lot of inside stuff. But maybe we'll hear some Bob stand-up a little later. I was driving in today. I'll tell you, I always have some nut job on the road. And this is like... I shouldn't even have a commute. Like I didn't leave LA because of the traffic or the congestion. Cause where we lived, we never really had to go on the freeways. I mean, I was a writer. My wife taught at a school 3 miles away. It was very easy, but somehow I encounter more crazy drivers in Wisconsin. And I'm not talking about, how about just out here on the main drag here with the mufflers?
Yeah.
What are they trying to accomplish with a loud muffler? Hey girls, look at me. I don't get it. But today I'm driving here on 41. This truck passes me. It has a sign on the back facing the cars it passes. It just says FU, but the full word. Nice. And then there's a skeleton finger giving everyone the finger.
Just festive.
How much do you just hate your fellow man? I don't understand that. Like that's, you're just putting out hostility and negative energy in the world. And I look at this guy, I'm just like, what happened? Did his parents not love him? And maybe it was a woman. I don't know. I didn't get a good look. The windows are tinted because they don't want to. Because people that bold typically, they're like the people on Twitter who use an avatar and they don't want to show their face. They'll say hateful things, but they won't show their face or use their real name. That was kind of how I equated this to, because like tinted windows, the finger and the words FU. This guy. This person is not out to make friends,
well,
or build bridges.
I can imagine someone behind them not having a good day, and then they see that, and then puts them over.
Makes it worse?
Yeah.
Or, to me, it was like, I kind of had those thoughts initially, and then I kind of went, I'm really glad I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
Like, just to be that angry. Or maybe he thinks it's cool. I don't know.
I'm one of those people that puts nothing on my car.
I don't either.
Because, first of all, sometimes it's hard to get those off. You're trying to sell your car or something, and you're like, well, I try getting it off. Usually have to use a washcloth and all that stuff.
Right.
Sometimes it just doesn't come out. Devalue.
Devalue. Sorry, that Ross Perot bumper sticker isn't going anywhere.
If you're looking to keep it, yeah, why not? Throw some stuff out there.
But. Right. That's hilarious. I was listening to this podcast this morning, and Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com was on, and the sportscaster said, they talked about the Aaron Rodgers thing where he was supposedly eating. I just want to go on record and say, I don't like the word booger. It's disgusting.
It is.
I really hate it. So it's been all over the media because Rodgers was seen eating said booger during the game while he was sitting on the bench. And the announcers, the sportscasters that were interviewing Florio said, well, of course, I'm sure it's not his fault because they always he's Rodgers, and he always says nothing his fault. And Florio says, yeah, it's the booger's fault. Oh, it was beautiful. And it was just an aside. It wasn't presented as this big zinger. It was great.
I heard someone say, of course the cameraman wants to make Aaron Rodgers look worse.
Well, Florio kind of, elaborated. He said, look, you're a Hall of Fame quarterback. You're on a nationally televised game. You're on TV.
Yeah.
Don't do anything. Like, I don't know. It's weird. But we have, I don't know. So I've been watching The Lincoln Lawyer. I talked about that last night. When Chris Warren is here, I want to ask him about Jim Jarmusch, because I found those movies to be kind of boring. And then I had a discussion about those movies with my son. And we kind of got to the point where you have to watch a film and pretend you're in the time it came out to fully understand it. So I'm excited to talk to Chris about that, because I think that's what you have to do with Jim Jarmusch films. And I get that, but he's seen them all. So I'm guessing he's a fan, but that will be it will be fun to talk to Chris about that. What are you watching now? Did you finish Bad Monkey?
Yeah, that I finished that about 2 weeks ago now. And now I'm on Shrinking.
Right. Okay.
But last night I was like, the new episode of Shrinking comes out tomorrow. So I was like, all right, well, what do I watch? And I go on Amazon Prime Video and I see, Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity?
Hosted by Travis Kelce?
Yes.
Yeah. How is that? It could either be a train wreck or he could surprise some people.
I mean, it wasn't as bad as I thought it'd be. He has some good jokes in there and stuff. And the celebrities that they have on are pretty funny. They have Chad Ochocinco.
He's fun.
Nikki Glaser. Ron Funchess.
Okay.
Lily, I forgot her last name. And I didn't know the other girl, but they added to it. But it was like, yeah, I don't think I'll watch it again. But I had to watch it.
Are you a Nikki Glaser fan?
I think she has some great comedy. Yeah.
She's funny. I got kind of turned off. I saw her on a podcast a couple weeks ago making fun of the people who made her designer shoes, like the laborers overseas in China. And she's like, I can't make fun of people like that. I mean, this is my reality. I have complaints too. I get that she was trying to be funny with it. But she and the podcast host, I can't remember his name, but he's kind of a popular podcast hoster. And it was just, whatever. They can't all be, sometimes you misfire, even if you're funny. I tried to move past it, but it did stick with me for a couple of days. I'm like, I don't think you can do that.
I will say her comedy in the show was a little cringe sometimes.
How so?
I think you'd have to watch it to understand. But some of the jokes she makes are, they're obvious.
Are they corny or are they just risque or what?
They're not risque at all.
Okay.
No, they're kind of corny. Some of them are funny. Some of them are like, all right, that's obvious. I think anyone could have made that joke there.
Because that's a show. I mean, that's a kid's show, right?
Yeah, there's nothing risque about it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Okay, Chris Warren coming up. Oh, we got to get to our question, dude.
Oh, yeah.
This is the second night in a row. People are waiting for the question. What is a movie that got away from you that you still haven't seen? It could be a movie from the 80s or the 70s or just a movie you meant to see but still haven't seen it. I'll give you my answer. Conrad will give you his answer when we come back. 855-752-4842. You can text or call, ladies and gentlemen, and we'd love to hear from you. It's Pete Chihuahua and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. But there's one thing I know for sure, girl, I don't give a damn. But the same old played out scenes, baby, I don't give a damn. For just the in-betweens, honey, I want the heart, I want the soul, I want control right now. You better listen to me, baby, talk about a dream, try to make it real. You wake up in the night, the fear is so real. You spend your life away.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right, we can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like the
it's only glass.
It's only tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. Just making a list here of the movies I have always meant to see but have not seen. And it's mostly just in recent years, like the Oscar winners. So I've got a little list here. And one of them is Broken Flowers, a Jim Jarmusch film that got me thinking about Jim Jarmusch about a week ago. And that's why I watched the other two. I watched Down by Law and Stranger Than Paradise, because those were free. And I'll probably rent Broken Flowers at some point. But I'll say Nomadland with Frances McDormand, for which I believe she won an Oscar. And here's one from the 90s I haven't seen. Dances with Wolves. I've never seen Dances with Wolves. And there was another one on the list, The Shape of Water, but I watched that about a month ago, and I that was the Best Picture winner. And I don't get it. I think every once in a while there's a film that just is the perfect film for that year, and maybe it was like a story or a story of isolation or something. I don't get it, but boy, to win Best Picture, I could see maybe where it would have gotten nominated, or maybe it was like a COVID year, but it was 2018. So I thought that was crazy. What about you, Con?
Actually, one you just talked about. Everywhere, all
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Yes, I haven't seen that, and I've heard great things about that. Obviously because I won, but yeah, I would say that one for sure. Until about a month ago, The Goonies.
Really?
I haven't seen The Goonies until a month ago yet.
Wow.
And that was when you used it for the classic movie pick. I was like, okay, yeah, how have I not?
Oh, did you watch it after that?
I did. Yeah, it was nice. It was such a good movie. I loved it.
You know what's interesting? It is a really good movie in my opinion, but it's not, you think of it as a kid's movie, but there's some scary stuff in there.
Yeah, there is.
Like, I mean, I don't know how old I was when I saw it, but I was freaked out at a couple of the woman and her.
Yeah.
Joey Pants plays one of her sons, and then Sloth locked up in the basement.
Yeah, that's
bad stuff in that movie. So let us know what movie it is for you that got away. What movie have you always wanted to or meant to see, but never got around to seeing it? It's kind of fun to go back to them. Another one, The King's Speech. Never saw it. And it was an Oscar winner, Best Picture. A lot of people, I'm just looking at this list here. Crash is a movie I actually enjoyed. A lot of people think it's kind of hacky. It won Best Picture in 2006. And I liked it. Some people just have issues with that for some reason. I'm not 100% sure why, or they think it's like a hack movie or just tropey. I don't know. But I found it enjoyable. Okay, so let us know what your movie is, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Right now, I want to hear, all right, it's Bob Odenkirk's birthday. Let's play that stand-up clip you found.
Yeah.
I love this. This is Bob Odenkirk doing stand-up years and years ago. And mind you, even if you really like his stuff, he never really focused on a stand-up career. I saw him go up once when I was just starting out. He had been already established, but he was mostly established at Second City, not on the stand-up scene. But he went up and did stand-up, and I was like laughing hysterically because he's just that guy that doesn't care. He's very fearless in a lot of – in his choices he makes in movies and TV and in improv. I mean, Mr. Show was a risky show, edgy. But this is Bob doing stand-up, a rare clip of Bob doing stand-up.
I had a rough day. I had got a speeding ticket today. Yeah. Uh-huh. Ooh. Is right. Kind of proud of myself, though, because I thought I handled it well. I didn't get out of it, but the cop approached the car and he said, Mr. Odenkirk, you know, you were speeding. And I said, I was thinking real quick, I said, yeah, I'm also drunk and I've got 10 pounds of cocaine in my trunk. You see, I'm auditioning for cops right now. So, if I could just take my shirt off and you could chase me? Do you watch Cops? Yeah, of course you do. You know why? It makes you feel superior to someone on Earth for once. Sit back. Oh, look at him. He's drunk. Oh, I'm such a loser, but not as big as him. Don't try to lie to the cops, man. You're going to get caught. That's the thing about cops is, you know, I want to help the people. Yeah, I do a lot of charity work, sir. I've adopted 12 children in the last 5 years, and I've kept 4 of them. So I'm very proud of that. And I also train monkeys for lazy people. You know, just to do things for them, because they don't want to get up. And also, if you want to join me in this, I only buy products made with child labor. Because, well, I think kids need the encouragement. That's just me. I'm a good guy. But when I watch Cops, I can't help the people with their lives. They're too messed up. I'm not God. But I want to at least help them with their excuses, you know, because they're so bad. Every guy, everyone says, I thought you guys were going to get me to the cop. Yes, they're going to get you. They're police. You broke the law. And then they're like, but I don't know. You guys scared me. Couldn't you tell we were policemen, sir? Yeah, but I didn't know if you were good policemen or bad policemen.
I never used to like it when comedians would laugh at their own stuff, but after a couple jokes, he'd go, like, it's just kind of this endearing little punctuation mark at the end of his joke. Very funny. Have you seen Better Call Saul?
No, actually, I haven't seen Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm excited because you have, if Breaking Bad, you actually could start with Better Call Saul because it is a prequel. But I would recommend just going Breaking Bad first because Better Call Saul is like a nice chaser. That would be my opinion. But all right, Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's their entertainment reporter who does fine work and is always fun to have on the show. He is coming up next after Civic Media's award-winning news. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
Fernando Valenzuela has pitched a no-hitter at 10 17 in the evening.
The late Dodgers broadcaster Vin Scully on the call of Valenzuela's 1990 no-hitter of the Cardinals. The Dodgers announced Valenzuela's death in a Los Angeles hospital. He inspired Fernando Mania that year, winning Rookie of the Year and Cy Young honors in 1981. No cause of death given. Fernando Valenzuela was 63 years old. McDonald's has pulled the Quarter Pounder hamburger sandwich from its restaurants in 10 states. 49 people sickened by an E. coli outbreak. McDonald's thinks it's either the ground beef or the onions on the sandwich. Of the 49 cases, one person died. A federal judge ordered bankrupt former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani to surrender his New York City apartment and other prized possessions to two Georgia election workers who won their $148 million defamation lawsuit against him. This is ABC.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Early voting is now open across Wisconsin. Each municipality sets its own early voting locations and hours. When you show up to vote early, it should work very similarly to Election Day. You show some ID, poll workers will help you identify a precinct and give you your absentee ballot. That ballot will be sealed, you'll sign the envelope, and it'll go back to your local clerk's office where it'll be locked away until Election Day. To find your local early voting information, you can go to myvote.wi.gov. Early voting was the focus of a big rally supporting the Harris-Walz ticket in Madison Tuesday. Governor Tim Walz.
This election is 2 weeks from today, and early voting has started here in Wisconsin. Our team is running like everything is on the line, because everything is on the line.
Former President Barack Obama also spoke. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. For every episode of the DC show The Penguin on Max, Colin Farrell goes through hours of makeup prep. According to recent numbers, it's paying off, as Variety reports that the fifth episode of season one of The Penguin pulled in 1.8 million viewers. The show has added viewers with every new episode that drops. New shows of The Penguin premiere every Sunday night on Max at 10 p.m. Central. Do you have great acting chops? Smoke weed? Can you rap? If so, update your resume, because Snoop Dogg is looking for someone to portray himself in a new biopic. The movie was first announced in 2022, and now the search is on as they are in the casting phase and seeking someone to play a younger version of Snoop. Between his role on The Voice, opening weed stores in L.A., and popping up at the Olympics and on NFL games, the Dogfather told Entertainment Tonight whoever plays young Snoop will have to be a phenomenal actor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and quite a bit cooler today with a high in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low dropping into the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny in the morning, clouds with a few showers, even a thunder shower in the afternoon. A little breezy, too, with a high in the mid-60s. After that, a sunny, pleasant fall weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project stop by. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Steve. Steve from Florida. Conrad's dad says he still wants to see Beetlejuice 2 and the Reagan movie. Okay. Well, you got time for those, Steve. I don't think those are going anywhere soon. You could probably already...
You can stream
The Reagan movie. You can... Maybe the Reagan movie, too?
You might. Yeah, I think... I don't. I went and looked at the theater listings, and I did not see that one still on there. So
Beetlejuice, you might have to pay the $20 for. Maybe. you might have to buy it. Sometimes if they're out that quick, especially if they do well. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. You could have had a slumber party with Conrad, though, Steve, because Conrad watched them all in one sitting, right?
Yeah, I did. Yep.
Beetlejuice.
It was worth it.
All right, I'm excited. My next guest writes for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he does great work there, entertainment reporting and keeping us informed. And he joins us now, like he so often does. He's one of our favorites, Chris Foran. Chris, how are you?
I'm fine, Pete. How are you doing?
Doing very well, thank you. Are you keeping it together during this election season so far?
No. But then, as I tell people all the time, if you're not anxious in 2024, you're doing 2024 wrong.
Boy, that's a pretty good quote. And we were just talking about that, how I can't wait for it to be over. So,
well, that you may be waiting for a while. On your previous, on your build in, Reagan is available on demand. You can rent that now.
Okay. I thought so.
It does not look like Beetlejuice is yet. Okay. But I would expect soon.
Did you see Reagan by any chance?
I did not. Okay. I did not. It kind of hit at a bad time. I saw Beetlejuice. Reagan, interestingly, was basically running in a constant loop during the RNC in Milwaukee.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had it for delegates only. And okay. They had put little posters up around town. I've heard different things about it.
Yeah, same.
Beetlejuice was okay.
Did you like the first Beetlejuice?
You know, I hadn't seen it since it first came out, so I watched it again before the new movie came out, and there were things that I had remembered incorrectly. I had remembered the sandworm scenes going on forever, and they don't. I liked it okay. The second one was good in some ways. I'm still puzzled by the use of MacArthur Park in the movie. But...
Somebody else told me that, too, or maybe it was the last time you were here. I can't remember the last time you were here, but maybe you had seen it. I have not seen – I have to go back and watch the first one. Because it's been so long, and I have not seen the second one yet. So I'm
well, and it's one of the not that it's a great movie; it's a good movie, but it's one of those movies that now, when you see it, you kind of have to take yourself back to 1988 because there's a lot of stuff in there that you know that you look at it now and it's kind of dorky, but at the time nobody was doing that, you know.
Right.
And it's you know there are a lot of movies like that. One of my favorite old movies is the musical 42nd Street. And it feels like a cliche from start to finish, but it's because it's the first time they did any of that stuff, you know, and that's,
right.
That's
right.
Always the risk.
Okay. Let's start with, if you don't mind, Jim Jarmusch then, because I feel like you really have to, what you just said makes a lot of sense. You have to try to look at the material like you're looking at it when it first came out. Like I love On the Road is one of my favorite books. I like reading about the Beat Generation. Jarmusch seems like I was expecting kind of more Beat Generation. Like, I think I saw Stranger Than Paradise years ago, bits and pieces. Mm-hmm. Had never seen Down by Law, which really put me to sleep. And I have to see Broken Flowers. But I wanted to watch them, and I had trouble transporting myself back to the early 80s when they came out to appreciate the significance. Tell me why I'm wrong, Chris.
Well, you're not wrong. It's your reaction's your reaction. When you get into some of those early 80s, you know, it was a big indie movement in those times, it can feel a little rough. It can feel a little, I want to say, slow. I like those movies from when they were. I've liked a number of his later movies. He's got a movie that he made with Adam Driver called Patterson about a bus driver who writes poetry, mainly for himself. And it's about nothing, really. And it's a lovely movie. It was surprisingly captivating for what it isn't about. It's not about much of anything. Coffee and Cigarettes, like I mentioned earlier.
I saw that too, yeah.
Is like a collection of vignettes. And they're, some of them are just surreal, like Bill Murray with, I think it's with RZA. He's met at the Common Members of Wu-Tang Clan, and there's this crazy conversation between Iggy Pop and Tom Waits that is worth the price of admission alone.
I forgot about that.
But it's he's got a kind of a dry sensibility.
Boy, that's an understatement.
Yeah, dry, dusty, however you prefer.
Totally.
But he's not for everyone. It's not weird movies necessarily.
I mean, right.
There's a lot of crazy stuff out there, but it is a very dry kind of way.
I had to remind myself, Chris, like similar to like On the Road, why that's so interesting is because people just didn't do that then. They came back, they bought the house in the suburbs, the interstates were being built. And then you had these people that were the beat generation that wanted to see what people were doing and get out there and meet people and not be part of the 9-to-5. I feel like these movies are kind of like that too. And I appreciate that in the characters, but I guess I just wanted more as a, from the script maybe, or a plot point here and there. They're so kind of, and Down by Law has them, has different, like they go in jail, then they come out of the jail and then they escape. Right, right. But it's just, I don't know. I guess I appreciate the nothingness, but I guess I just wanted something to happen, if that makes sense.
Right. Well, no, I'm that way a lot of times too. I have a big bias toward people talking versus something being pretty.
And yeah,
because I'm verbal or anal or something. I don't know.
All right, fair enough. Okay, so let's get to a movie that I haven't seen that you've seen, and you wrote about it in the Journal Sentinel. Love Hurts. You seem like you really liked it.
Well, I haven't seen it.
They just
released the trailer today.
Oh, I must have misread something then. I'm sorry.
Love Hurts is an action sort of comedy with Kehui Kwan, who won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor for Everything Everywhere All at Once. But more importantly to most listeners will probably be that he was in both The Goonies and Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom as a kid. He plays a real estate agent supposedly in a Milwaukee suburb who turns out has this secret life where he was working with and then against his kind of crime boss brother. And the trailer is pretty kind of all over the place. It's very action driven, very stunt driven. One of the producers is another Wisconsin, is an actual Wisconsin guy, David Leitch, who grew up in Kohler, and he was this guy who designed a lot of the stunts for John Wick and a bunch of other movies from that period. And he's branched into directing since then. He directed The Fall Guy and that Hobbs and Shaw spinoff from Fast and Furious and Bullet Train, which was out last year, which is kind of over the top fun. And so who knows what is. Ariana DeBose is in it as well. And Marshawn Lynch apparently taking a turn in acting.
When I thought you saw it, I was like, I can't wait to ask him about Marshawn Lynch, but I totally misread your intro there.
We posted the trailer online. I'm sure it's also in YouTube. There's a fight scene between Kehui Kwan and Marshawn Lynch where it's sort of like that scene with Bruce Lee boxing against Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. There's a physical mismatch at play.
Kehui Kwan, so he's such an interesting guy. He had this acting career. He played Short Round and some other stuff. And then he went and did stunts. And now he has a second life as acting. Did I read that right?
Well, yeah. You know, he had trouble getting work, and he got it. He went. I think he went. I'm not sure about this. I'm pretty sure he did spend some time in Hong Kong, and he's got back into stunt work. And he was doing stunt work. He did. He was like in the. He did some of the stunts in the first X-Men movie, for example. And he's done a couple other things. Then he got cast in. And Everything Everywhere All at Once, and he had a great role in the Marvel series Loki. And you know, he's one thing I think you get from him is just the level of humanity that he projects. You know, you see him in award shows and he's like the nicest guy on the planet.
But
some of that comes through in his performances too. So it'll be interesting. They're making him a lead guy. It's a possible trend of sort of comic actors becoming action, kick-ass action stars like Bob Odenkirk and nobody.
Right. I want to like this movie so much. I'm excited to see it. It's a reunion for him with Sean Astin as well. I read in your right. column. And also, right. it was, this bugged me. It was filmed in Winnipeg. Like, if right. we had the incentives right. here, that wouldn't happen. Like, they could have shot it in Milwaukee, right?
Probably. I mean, there are a number of reasons why things get shot where they get shot. One of them is incentives. That's a big factor.
Yeah.
Another one is the, you know, when you make a movie in a place, people get experience, then they have experienced people to draw on the next time. And so a place like Atlanta has, you know, movie after movie after movie being made. Right. There's a whole infrastructure there now. And that's what happened in Chicago. And that's what happened in Pittsburgh and Toronto and places like that. It would be helpful to get stuff off there. There are a number of people making movies in Wisconsin now. And there's a company called Swift Productions with Ramon Sloan, I think. And they have made like 20 feature films.
Oh, really?
And they're on Amazon, they're on Tubi and other services. And so people are getting the work done. It's just making that connection. And there are a lot of people who would like to be doing that. I think the incentives are a big part of it, would be helpful. But again, you know, it's like being in a band. People do this partly because they have to do it. So
right.
things That's get done. But anyway, I certainly think that incentives would be a way to get more people the experience, and then those people would bring more.
I think in regard to the incentives, like, it's great that they pass it. And I probably sound like a broken record player. I may have even said this to you previously, but I think rather than just pass incentives, there has to be more consideration given to building an entire culture in Wisconsin. Yep. Now, it's got to start from the ground up, put more money to the arts for
they
kids.
They haven't approved incentives yet here.
Right.
The last time they had incentives, they had none of that in the infrastructure at all. And then, in fact, when we wrote about it at the paper, we asked those questions about, are there going to be ways to get jobs in? Because that's the value of it. And when they didn't put those in place, the first time they did the incentives, the movie Public Enemy sucked up 90% of the money.
Right.
And that was it. They weren't going to spend it here. I mean, they stayed here for a couple of days, but that was it. And so I think that's what this current proposal that's still in the legislature has in mind.
I'm talking about from very young in schools, even more mm-hmm. money towards that to build a culture. And so that people go, oh, Wisconsin, oh, they do movies there. And it's a theater right. and all this kind of stuff. Otherwise you're just competing. And if you're not winning based on the incentives right. alone, I think you're dead sure. in the water, but that's interesting. Also you, Laurie Metcalf, how about that? Playing Ed Gein's mom. I read that last week and she is so great. I love Laurie Metcalf and everything.
She is at the treasure level, like Meryl Streep. I think she just rarely hits a sour note in whatever medium she's in. I will reserve all judgment on the Ed Gein series. We have had many fine, and I know you've had guests, so you have a guest and recurring guest on your show who's done Ed Gein stuff. There are many fine stories that have been told based on Ed Gein. We'll see if this is one of those.
I hope so. I can almost see her playing like that kind of half-cocked mom. Like, she's just so great. I didn't love the Roseanne show, but I loved her in the Roseanne show. She just steals
one of the best things on it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And great as Sheldon Cooper's mom, I'd like.
Oh, that's right. Okay. And then we've got to do a break. We've got about a minute. So, and then we'll get into more stuff, but Lightning and Thunder, the Hugh Jackman, Kate Hudson story. This movie just sounds like something I can't wait to see. Just because you have Neil Diamond's music as a soundtrack. I mean, you can't go wrong with this, right?
I would think so. I mean, Jackman is definitely a guy who'll go all out on a role like that. And we'll see if it happens. I mean, they're set to play it. That doesn't mean anything's going to happen. They have started production, so that's a good thing.
All right. When we come back, Chris Warren is my guest. He does great work at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's their entertainment reporter, one of their entertainment reporters. I'm going to ask him about the Black and Blue Riot in Milwaukee, something I had never even heard about before I read this in his article yesterday. And then we'll talk some TV and movies. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwava on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We'll be right back. You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Water. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
Well, that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. On a Tuesday night edition of Nightlight, great to have you with me wherever you are joining me from all over the state of Wisconsin, broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Green Bay with the lovable producer Conrad Riding Shotgun and one of our favorite guests on the stream right now, Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where you're talking movies and TV. Chris, I love when I find out things I had no knowledge of or hadn't even heard of, and one of your articles recently covered just such an event, Black and Blue, the concert riot from October 9th, 1980. I assume that was some sort of anniversary piece you did. Tell us about that.
Well, Milwaukee has sort of a tradition of getting out of control in concerts. And on October 9th, 1980, the Black and Blue Tour, which was a tour with Black Sabbath and Blue Oyster Cult, came to the arena, which was at that time, that was Milwaukee's big concert venue, the old, the now UW Milwaukee Panther Arena.
And was that the Mecca?
Yeah, that Mecca Arena. Okay. Yeah. But I think they just called it the arena then. And Blue Oyster Cult played. I'm sure they played all their, they played Don't Fear the Reaper and whatever, lots of cowbell. And then, then there was this a long delay, at least to the crowd's thinking, a long delay in the band coming out. It was like 55 minutes between sets. They had to put new staging, all this stuff. Fans got a little out of control, and they continued to be rowdy when the band started playing, Black Sabbath started playing, and somebody threw a bottle at the guitarist, and they all just said, you know what, we're not going to do this anymore, and they left the stage, and then fans kind of erupted, and a couple hundred people arrested, arena kind of marginally trashed, people pouring out into the streets, that kind of thing.
I'm always amazed, like, you have these pictures in the article you did of people being dragged by their hair by the police, and yeah, and they just look drunk, and they have those 70s clothes on, and it's so, I can't help but think, where is that guy right now? Whatever happened to these people?
That guy's a dad or a grandpa. Yeah. And, well, yeah. Yeah. And I think it's in the story that the majority of the arrests were actually for underage drinking before the show even started.
What?
So it's not, it's just kind of a, That was a weird time in music, though. That was when MTV was starting. Like the next year, I think, was when MTV came on. And I remember I started reviewing concerts the next year in Milwaukee. And,
oh, wow.
Because I'm an old person. And I remember going to just a god-awful Van Halen concert at the arena. And the band was so drunk, they actually fell down on stage. David Lee Roth fell down a couple of times. And but before the show started, the fans were cheering sound checks because wow. it was mostly synthesis. It was MTV music was drowning out the old rock and roll stuff, and Milwaukee loves its guitars. So,
well, and disco that was on the heels probably of the death of disco or close to it. Right.
Disco was still disco was still a thing. There were a lot of big discos in Milwaukee in that time.
Victor's. Have you been to Victor's?
Yeah, that's still there. Yeah, it's still there.
Or as they used to call it, Victims. When I used to work the comedy cafe there, everyone, that was their place to go for a while. Yeah, it was Victims. Yeah, yeah, that was fun.
It's an unusual place for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what you're watching. You're way ahead of me now. Let me just start with a show I kind of love. It's not necessarily gritty or whatever, but it's kind of it feels like it's between a network show and a streamer, but leans more towards streamer. The Lincoln Lawyer. Have you seen any of that series?
I've seen some of it.
Okay,
I've seen some of it. I like the guy a lot. I forget whose name escapes me.
Rufo. Manuel Garcia Rufo. I think.
It's good. You know, it's the guy trying to make his way through the world, kind of a thing on his own. You know, grit and moxie or whatever 30s gangster words you want to use.
Right.
And it's solid. Yeah. It's interesting that it's continuing on there, because they've been pretty aggressive in getting rid of shows there. So that's interesting.
Yeah. I personally love shows where there's either a PI or a reporter or a cop sitting there late at night looking over evidence and gets a thought in the middle of the night while he's drinking a bourbon. You know, it has that kind of vibe. It's like Michael Connelly, just like Bosch. And I love that vibe to it. But you've seen a lot of stuff. Let's start with something we both saw, Maxine. What did you think of Maxine, the third installment?
Well, I finally, because we're going to talk about this. So I finally watched it. I'm not a horror person. I'm not a modern horror person. I love the classic stuff. But I had heard such good things about X, the first movie in that trilogy that I watched. And that was a stunning movie. I didn't love it, but I admired it. It was really, really well done.
Same.
And took some amazing courses. I was not so thrilled with the movie Pearl, which is the prequel to X. But Maxine was great. It was about a porn star who wants to become a regular movie star. And meanwhile, there's this Night Stalker killer going on and maybe some other mayhem going on. And Ty West, who made all three of these movies, does not skimp on the excess on any of these.
Right.
There's lots of sex, lots of violence, lots of gore. But there's a purpose to it and an intent that is different than, you know, the run-of-the-mill mayhem. So I was impressed by it. Again, not my cup of tea, but I was really impressed by it.
I totally agree with you. X was like, it was just a cool movie. I hadn't seen anything like it. I thought it was really well done.
Yeah,
and Maxine too. And then they bring the father back, the preacher father. That was a weird thing, but I enjoyed them both. I have not seen Pearl yet. Can you stick around for a few minutes, Chris?
Sure.
Okay. Chris is going to stick with us through Civic Media's award-winning news here, and we'll get more into, we got a lot of stuff to talk about here. He's seen more than me. Penguin we'll talk about next. That's a good show. That's a new show on Max. So it's Pete Schwab and Nightlight. We're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network. Give me a piece of my daddy never had. You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pat Kreitlow. Wednesday in our homeroom segment, the campaign is building to have voters say yes to school referendums and no to the legislators who got us in this mess.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Matt Nair on Air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
You can go to Versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.